It's so good to be in the house of the Lord today. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 137. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song. And those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, happy the one who repays you as you have served us. Happy the one who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Captivity, an experience of the captivity, lament of the exiles. There in a strange land, these people, this company, and such sorrow for Jerusalem, this weeping for Zion, longing for Zion in a foreign land. An opalesque psalm, and is the reader, the beholder, not struck with wonder? Perhaps we've felt like melancholy to some degree. Some experience of captivity, our exile, lamentation. And there we were, there we are. Some strange place, call it a land. There we sat, there we sit. By the rivers, away from the noise in the busy streets of Babylon proper. But alas, these are the rivers of Babylon, and this ground upon which we sit is foreign soil. There we sit, there we weep. Psalm 137, this psalm breathes the spirit of sadness and homesickness. We can feel it. It's like we are there and amidst the company, as if we ourselves are one of the exiles sitting, weeping, remembering. And is it not true that captivity, exile, brings many to the ground, puts many on the ground? It brings many to tears and weeping, this sorrow and sorrowing. And many hang their harps. They hang up their harps there upon the willows. No singing now, and no song to sing in a foreign land. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? These words, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. The drooping branches appeared to weep as we did. And so we gave to them our instruments of music. The willows could as well make melody as we, for we had no mind for minstrelsy. In the midst of the willows, or in the midst of the rivers, or in the midst of Babylon, it matters little which, they hang their harps aloft. Those harps which once in Zion's halls the soul of music shed, Better to hang them up than to dash them down. Better to hang them on willows than profane them to the service of idols. Sad indeed is the child of sorrow when he grows weary of his harp, from which in better days he had been able to draw sweet solaces. Music hath charms to give unquiet spirits rest, but when the heart is solely sad, it only mocks the grief which flies to it. Men put away their instruments of mirth when a heavy cloud darkens their souls. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, we hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? It is indeed sad when a child of sorrow grows weary of his harp. Won't you draw from it sweet solaces? Won't you play your beloved harp and unite your voice with its tune, its anthem? Is the heart solely sad? Why not give rest to your unquiet spirit? Is there a heavy cloud dark upon your soul? Oh, darkened soul. All we can do is remember now. And yet, should there not be hope for us in the heart of captivity? And what good is this display of harps hanging in the trees? The sound of weeping. But what of the sound of music? The sound of singing, the sound of harps and voices, the sound of praise, the sound of worship, songs that bring hope, and songs that bring joy. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? The sound of harps and singing, in some cases, find their place in exile, there in the thick of captivity. And yet, this was not such a case. The Psalm 137 exiles couldn't, and the Psalm 137 exiles shouldn't. For those that came to the 137 exiles to the river to interrupt their quiet were citizens of the destroying city. People of God, we must keep our wits when in captivity, when in exile, when to play and sing, and when to hang our harps and silence our songs. Sovereign Lord, help us, even in this. Even with this, Psalm 137, 1-4, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Verses 5 to 6, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, gladness, joyful banquets, pleasures, loving pleasures, joy of heart. The New King James Version, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Can you hear Can you hear the voice of a right-handed exile? The right-handed harpist. The right-handed warrior. A right-handed soldier. A right-handed worker. A right-handed artist. Can captivity cause forgetting? Render one forgetful? And there are differing types of captivity. One might be captive, this not their choosing. And one might be captive, this their choosing. The very becoming captive to something, to someone, to someone's, to some place, to some manner, to some flow, to some system, to some lifestyle. What type was this captivity? In 586 BC, Babylon's army destroyed Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah. They took the people who lived there to Babylon as prisoners. We call the time that the people of Judah were prisoners in Babylon the exile. They were not happy there, and they wanted to return to Jerusalem. The text, the King James Version, "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. If I forget thee, if I do not remember thee," and this, "if I prefer not, if I forget you, if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt, don't forget, exiles. And don't make yourself an exile, and don't make yourself a forgetful exile." Captivity, an experience of captivity, whether afflicted or self-inflicted. When we read this psalm, are we not struck with wonder and gripped by the words of an exiled company? Voices, and perhaps they were sitting in little groups. Might there be a lone exile sitting by the river weeping? Who would say that there should be no weeping? For it's one of the sounds of captivity. And it's one of the echoes of an exile of this nature. And oh, that every person that has rendered themselves a captive would be awakened to weeping. But these, the Psalm 137 exiles, they hadn't chosen Babylon. They were not content and at home in it, in their captivity. There they sat down and there they wept. But that's not the end of the line. And Lord, let it not be the end of the line. There we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered. Still not the end of the line. We'll get there. Thank the Lord, there was remembering. You see, it's tragic when exiles lose remembering, cast off remembering, suffer memory loss, lose their minds, turn to forgetfulness, choose forgetfulness, are rendered forgetful. Lord, help us. If there is ever length of captivity, that even there we never cease to remember. Remember? Remember what? Straight to the point now that the title might be justified. Captivity. An experience of captivity. Being an exile. Being in exile has caused many to lose remembering, and they have become forgetters. This will serve as the collective noun. Remember our types: afflicted captivity, inflicted captivity. For our purposes, afflicted, not of our choosing. But there we are. Inflicted, call it self-inflicted, that of our choosing. And there we are. And isn't it true that some call self-inflicted captivity freedom? But how can freedom be captivity? Is it in a foreign land? Is the land foreign? If it's beyond the borders of the Christian's place in this world, it should be. Are the rivers foreign? If they are the rivers of Babylon, they should be. They can't see that what they've chosen, the self-inflicted, is to their detriment, their harm, and in some cases, their doom and demise. What are we talking about today? Self-inflicted pleasantries, self-inflicted affinities, self-inflicted divinity, self-inflicted liability, self-inflicted accountability, self-inflicted countries, balls and chains. The enemy loves to afflict us, and the enemy loves when we inflict ourselves. Recently, I was so struck by these words that I read. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "The devil doesn't fill us with hatred for God, but with forgetfulness of God." Psalm 137, 5-6, "If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy." Hear the psalmist and the voices of the exiles speaking of Jerusalem and to Jerusalem. The message paraphrase reads, "If I ever forget you, Jerusalem, let my fingers wither and fall off like leaves. Let my tongue swell and turn black if I fail to remember you. If I fail, O dear Jerusalem, to honor you as my greatest." This for Jerusalem. And oh, that every Christian would have these words as their own. This of Jerusalem, the city, the holy city. And they are weeping for Zion. Zion was the special place in Jerusalem where God's temple was. Even here, the representation of a spiritual Jerusalem, the very gathering place of God's people in the earth. This for Zion. This for Jerusalem. But what? What of the God of it all? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, if I forget thee, O God, if I do not remember you, Jerusalem, if I do not remember you, O God. Psalm 137:1, reading from the voice, "By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we thought of Zion, our home, so far away." Verses 5 to 6, "O Jerusalem, even still, don't escape my memory. I treasure you in your songs, even as I hide my harp from the enemy. And if I can't remember, may I never sing a song again. May my hands never play well again, for what use would it be if I don't remember Jerusalem as my source of joy?" Imagine Zion escaping the memory. Imagine Jerusalem escaping the memory. Imagine the rivers of God escaping the memory. Imagine God escaping the memory. Would we utter like words? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, blithesomeness. If I ever forget you, Jerusalem, let my fingers wither and fall off like leaves. Let my tongue swell and turn black if I do not remember you. If I fail, O dear Jerusalem, to honor you as my greatest. If I forget you, O Lord God, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, O God, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt you above my chief joy, if I ever forget you, God, let my fingers wither and fall off like leaves. Let my tongue swell and turn black if I fail to remember you. If I fail, O dear Lord God, to honor you as my greatest. Forgetfulness. And here too, varying degrees. The quality of being forgetful, often forgetting things, likely to forget, to ignore, wither, cease to care, cause to forget, to leave something from forgetfulness. Forgetfulness and then remembrance. Forgetfulness, this propensity in nature. Forgetfulness characterized by negligence. Forgetfulness to be unmindful, including oblivion. These exiles, this psalmist aware of this, you see, they knew what captivity, what exile can do to people. What it can do to the mind. What it can do to remembering. The Wycliffe Bible reads, if I forget thee, Jerusalem, my right hand be given to forgetting. Yea, if I forget thee, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget how to play my harp. May my right hand wither away, my tongue cleave to my cheeks, if I bethink not on thee. If I purposed not of thee, Jerusalem, in the beginning of my gladness. And may my tongue cleave to my cheeks if I do not remember thee, Jerusalem. Yea, if I do not think of thee as my greatest joy. Surely this would awake the forgetter. God's word translation, if I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget how to play the lyre. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I don't remember you, if I don't consider Jerusalem my highest joy. What we see here is the picture. One takes their harp, their lyre. One opens their mouth to sing. One stretches out the hand that the hand might perform, whatever the skill. One opens their mouth to speak, to shout, to sing, to communicate, or whatever the reason. A forgetful hand, no skill, this withering. Surely this would shock the forgetter, and a tongue stuck to the roof of the mouth, or one swollen and black. I think of Samson. God left him, and he didn't even know. Enough to remember. Enough to remember again, enough to cause remembrance, active remembrance and active in remembrance, never to forget again. But what if our exile psalm was missing words? What if we had no like utterance, no, if I forget thee, if I do not remember thee, and this, if I prefer not. Imagine, I forget thee, I do not remember thee, and this, I prefer not. The Evangelical Heritage Version wept as we remembered Zion. If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget how to play music. May my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my highest joy. The right hand played the harp, and the tongue sang the words. That quote, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the devil doesn't fill us with hatred for God, but with forgetfulness of God. And even those that have placed themselves in a form of captivity, they're in exile. Those that remember not God, that have forgotten God, if you ask them, they wouldn't say they hate God. But they've forgotten. Filling us with forgetfulness for Zion, forgetfulness of Jerusalem, forgetfulness of God. And yes, the devil loves when we fill ourselves with forgetfulness of these. Imagine forgetting God. I mean, is it even possible? Jeremiah 2, 31 to 32. O generation, see the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness to Israel or a land of darkness? Why do my people say we are lords, have dominion? We will come to you no more. We will come no more to you. Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. The message reads, young women don't forget their jewelry, do they? Brides don't show up without their veils, do they? But my people forget me. Day after day after day, they never give me a thought. The Voice translation, have I been a barren wasteland to Israel and with nothing to offer? Am I no more than a land cloaked in darkness to them? Why do my own people say to me, we would rather wander where we want than come to you? Does a young woman ever forget her jewelry? Does a bride forget to bring along her wedding dress? And yet my people forgot me long ago. And this, Revelation 2, 4, have left your first love. You know, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for a people and to be amidst a people that have not forgotten Zion, that have not forgotten Jerusalem, that have not forgotten the Lord, that have not left their first love. Zion, Jerusalem, we will not forget you. We will remember you. We exalt you above our chief joy. Our precious Lord, we will not forget you. We will remember you. We exalt you above our chief joy. Isaiah 65, 11, but you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for God, troop or fortune, and who furnish a drink offering for many. Number or destiny. Ezekiel 22, 6. They have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths. Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Deuteronomy 6, 12. Then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 8, 11, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I commend you today. Deuteronomy 8, 14, when your heart is lifted up, literally becomes proud, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 8, 19, then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Isaiah 51:13, and you forget the Lord your maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. Filling captives, filling exiles with forgetfulness of God, forgetfulness of Zion, forgetfulness of Jerusalem. Philippians 4:4-5, J.B. Phillips, New Testament, delight yourselves in God. Yes, find your joy in him at all times. Have a reputation for gentleness and never forget the nearness of your Lord. Hebrews 10:32, the Living Bible. Don't ever forget those wonderful days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you kept right on with the Lord. Psalm 103:2, New Century Version, my whole being, praise the Lord and do not forget. Do not forget all his kindnesses. Jeremiah 29, sometimes I say to myself, I will forget about the Lord. I will not speak anymore in his name. But then his message becomes like a burning fire inside me, deep within my bones. I get tired of trying to hold it inside me, and finally I cannot hold it in. 2 Peter 3:2, the NLV, do not forget the teaching of the Lord, the one who saves. How could we ever forget our ornaments, our attire? How could we ever neglect? How could we, the bride, the one to which we are betrothed, how could we, the bride, neglect such a love, such a lover? How could we forget his Jerusalem and Zion, his church in the earth, his kindness, his teachings, his anything? Well, what of captivity? We know the strength of harp and voice in such times, such days. A voice. They're Paul. They're Silas. But what of these? The Psalm 137 exiles. The New King James Version. For there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song, and those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Vivid image. The Voice Bible, we hung our harps and hid our hearts from the enemy, and the men that surrounded us made demands that we clap our hands and sing songs of joy from days gone by, songs from Zion, our home. Such cruel men taunted us. The Message paraphrase, our captors demanded songs, sarcastic and mocking. Sing us a happy Zion song. Oh, how could we ever sing God's song in this wasteland? In the Wycliffe Bible, in the sallows in the midst thereof, we hanged our organs. On the willows nearby, we hung up our harps, for they that led us prisoners asked us there the words of songs, and they that led us away said, sing ye to us an hymn of the songs of Zion. For they who led us away as prisoners told us to sing there, yea, they who led us away said, sing ye for us a hymn of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing a song of the Lord in an alien land? But how can we sing a song to the Lord in a foreign or strange land? Play and sing Zion songs for the cruel taunting. Sing for captors, sarcastic and mocking. These songs are too precious. These songs are too holy. These songs are too sacred. These songs are too costly. The melancholy captives cannot enjoy themselves there, even if sitting by the river, and they cannot humor their cruel, proud oppressors. The eye and the eyes of the exiles are not plucked out. Yes, when the captors' hearts were merry, they said, call for Samson that he may perform for us. But these will not perform. These will not play the jester before this Philistine type. This silence might just be strength. This silence might just be the song. From the treasury of David, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. To sing Zion's songs for the pleasure of Zion's foes would be to forget the holy city. Each Jew declares for himself that he will not do this, for the pronoun alters from we to I. Individually, the captives pledge themselves to fidelity to Jerusalem, and each one asserts that he had sooner forget the art which drew music from his harp strings than use it for Babel's delectation. Better far that the right hand would forget its usual handicraft and lose all its dexterity than that it would fetch music for rebels out of the Lord's instruments, or accompany with sweet skill a holy psalm desecrated into a common song for fools to laugh at. Not one of them will thus dishonor Jehovah to glorify Belus and gratify his votaries. Solemnly they imprecate vengeance upon themselves should they so false, so faithless prove. Matthew 7:6, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet. Oh, the treasury has more golden words. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Thus the singers imprecate eternal silence upon their mouths if they forget Jerusalem to gratify Babylon. The players on instruments and the sweet songsters are of one mind. The enemies of the Lord will get no mirthful tune or song from them. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, the sacred city must ever be first in their thoughts, the queen of their souls. They had sooner be dumb than dishonor their sacred hymns and give occasion to the oppressor to ridicule her worship. If such the attachment of the banished Jew to his native land, how much more should we love the church of God of which we are children and citizens? How jealous should we be of her honor? How zealous for her prosperity? Never let us find jests in the words of Scripture or make amusement out of holy things, lest we be guilty of forgetting the Lord and his cause. It is to be feared that many tongues have lost all power to charm the regations of the saints because they have forgotten the gospel and God has forgotten them. Love for the church of God of which we are children and citizens, yes. And this first, love for God. Jealous we be of his honor. How zealous for his prosperity. And of course, worth the repetition, never let us find jests in the words of Scripture or make amusement out of holy things, lest we be guilty of forgetting the Lord and his cause. I'll never forget thee. I'll never forget thee. If I forget thee. If I do not remember you. If I do not exalt you above my chief joy, a rare breed these be, and yet this is the breed to which all should be bred. I'd sooner forget the art. The right hand forgetting its usual craft, losing all its dexterity. I'd sooner be dumb. He's saying today, I don't play the harp. Not a player of the harp. Not a singer. Well, what for you? What fits you? You know, We are in the safest place when we are captive to Zion, captive to Jerusalem, captive to our God. Captured souls, captured hearts, captured minds, captured spirits, captured figures, captured frames. Zion, Jerusalem, Lord, I'm captive for life. Make me captive, Lord, and I shall be free. This is captivity. The captivity we need, for this captivity lacking has produced many, many captives. And this captivity lacking is the exile of the forgetters. Worship ministry, please come. There may be those here today that are in captivity and exile, some form. Whatever the type, whatever the form, we know one that remembers and does not forget. And if we are His, He has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten you. Isaiah 61, 1-3, reading from the voice. The Spirit of the Lord, the Eternal, is on me. The Lord has appointed me for a special purpose. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to repair broken hearts and to declare to those who are held captive and bound in prison, be free from your imprisonment. He has sent me to announce the year of Jubilee, the season of the Eternal's favor. For our enemies, it will be a day of God's wrath. For those who mourn, it will be a time of comfort. As for those who grieve over Zion, God has sent me to give them a beautiful crown in exchange for ashes, to anoint them with gladness instead of sorrow, to wrap them in victory, joy, and praise instead of depression and sadness. People will call them magnificent. Like great towering trees standing for what is right, they stand to the glory of the Eternal who planted them. If I forget, let my right hand forget how to play. You see what's being said? If I forget, the church of God, if I forget the gathering of the saints, if I forget Zion, if I forget Jerusalem, if I forget God, I need something to shock me, to cause me to remember. May I wake up tomorrow and go to do whatever my hand is accustomed to doing, whatever I'm gifted at, and let the gift be gone and the ability gone. That I awaken to remembering, to remembrance, that I no longer find myself in the place of a forgetter. Can you imagine? You go a few weeks, you're not in church. If I forget the gathering of the saints, God, may I wake up one Sunday morning and lose the ability to walk. If I forget your word, your holy book, may I wake up one morning and lose all ability to read. A musician in the house. If I forget you, God, afflicted or self-inflicted, if I forget you, God, let my right hand lose its skill, that I no longer be able to play. If I forget you, God, let me wake up tomorrow morning and never begin to sing again. If I forget you, God, let me go to my place of occupation and no longer be able to perform my skill. If I forget you, God, that would wake people up. The Psalm 137 exiles, they knew. And so they said, Lord God, if we ever forget Zion, if we ever forget Jerusalem, if we ever forget you, our first love, may we be shocked out of forgetfulness into remembrance. Wow, it took a long time to get there, didn't it? But, you know, when you paint a picture, it takes a little while. You like, just show me the picture already. Patience. When you build a building, it takes a little while. Block after block after block after. And then you see it, don't you? Then you see it. If I forget you, God, can you imagine if every Christian, every person that calls himself a Christian, that's forgotten the gathering of the saints, for God said, do not forsake, do not forget, remember, the day's approaching, the day's approaching. Churches should be packed today, I'm telling you. But people are fools, they're forgetters. The devil has filled them with forgetfulness for God, forgetfulness for God's house, for God's ways, for God's mandates. They're like, we have dominion. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Can you imagine? If next Sunday morning, every person that calls himself a Christian that has forgotten church, has forgotten the gathering of the saints, woke up and they actually couldn't get out of bed. They lost the ability to do all things, the things that they're so gifted at. They lost the very ability. Dear God, what we need in this day, in this hour, is a shocking. Like, I see paddles that need to go on the chests of believers to bring life back to them. God help us. God help us. But you know, sometimes captivity is part of the plan. A necessary section of the journey. God's purpose in it. Sometimes captivity carries on, and when it does, we must trust the Lord, hold to remembrance, and know that even in captivity, we can be God's free. There are those in captivity today, however, that the Lord wants to release. He will set you free today. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you now, touching your very heart, touching your very soul. Would you come today and receive the Lord's freedom? Afflicted or self-inflicted, for many, this can be the day of release. And may every forgetter be healed of unholy amnesia. Unholy amnesia. May every captive who has conducted themselves in right manner in the land of exile hear the declaration of freedom and rise up and wipe the tears and climb the trees, taking their harps once again. And may the hands that never lost their skill and the tongues that never turned black and clung to the roofs of mouths begin playing, singing Zion songs this very day, this very hour, even now by the grace of our God.